views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Ben Fuchs sitting in today for Dr. Joel Wallach. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. Not your Walgreens pharmacist, not your drugstore pharmacist, not the pharmacist that counts out the poison pills. I'm a pharmacist that specializes in nutritional supplementation. I like to think that good nutrition is good medicine. We're going to talk to you today about how to use nutritional supplementation and good dietary strategies for your good health. It's Thanksgiving season, and one of the things that you're going to want to be careful of as we approach the Thanksgiving season is overeating. Everybody's always concerned about overeating and gaining a few pounds, or sometimes more than a few pounds in the Thanksgiving season, and I'm here to tell you, you can eat well, you can eat your turkey and your pumpkin pie and all the things you like to eat, and you don't have to gain weight if you do it correctly. And there's some strategies that we're going to talk about today, how to enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday and how to enjoy your food without necessarily abusing your body. One of the most important things that you're going to want to take advantage of when it comes to Thanksgiving dinner is antioxidants. Antioxidants are molecules that protect you from rusting, oxidation being the technical term for rusting, and one of the ways that we age is by rusting, oxidation, hence the importance of including antioxidants in your diet. Antioxidants are powerful, small molecular nutrients that are found in foods, especially berries and fruits. So when you're eating your Thanksgiving pie, make sure you're throwing in cranberries and huckleberries and blueberries. They're powerful antioxidant medicines. You want to be careful, of course, about junk food and processed food, but that doesn't mean that you can't eat good whole grains and turkeys and vegetables and pumpkin pies and sweet potatoes and all the good things that contain antioxidants and powerful nutrients. You don't have to eat the processed food. You don't have to eat the junk food. And also, it's important to make sure that you're getting enough sleep. And it's also important to make sure that you're not under a lot of stress. Ironically, when we go through our holiday season, some of us go through a lot of stress. And stress is when your body breaks down, and stress is when your immune system shuts down as well. One of the things that we hear about this time of the year, of course, is the swine flu and flu vaccines. And one of the most important things you could do to protect yourself from the flu is not a vaccine. In fact, I don't recommend anybody takes the vaccine. Vaccines aren't tested, and the swine flu doesn't necessarily need to be protected against by using a vaccine. One of the best things you could do to protect yourself from getting the swine flu is relax a little bit. When you're under stress, your body puts out stress hormones like cortisol, and cortisol shuts down your immune system. So making sure that you relax and making sure that you keep your body relaxed by not giving it all the toxic stuff that we give our bodies in terms of junk food and processed food is a great strategy for keeping your immune system strong. Did you know the swine flu vaccine, in addition to having never been tested, even though a version of it has been tested, the specific virus strain that they're giving you has not been tested, in addition to the swine flu vaccine not being tested, the swine flu vaccine contains deadly, potentially deadly, additives. And that's a big problem. Squalene is one of the worst, and perhaps you've heard about it. The American Journal of Pathology published a study in the year 2000 that showed that when rats were injected with squalene, it triggered chronic joint inflammation, something that you and I would refer to as rheumatoid arthritis. Some people believe that squalene can be related to the Gulf War syndrome also. The swine flu vaccine dangers have been blown out of proportion anyway. And the best thing you could do to protect yourself from swine flu, as I say, is to relax a little bit and make sure you're getting yourself some good nutrition, good antioxidant nutrients, good flavonoids. Fish oils and essential fatty acids are a wonderful way to build up your immune system, making sure you're loading up with vitamin C and vitamin E and vitamin D. Vitamin D especially is important for the immune system, even though we don't talk that much about the importance of vitamin D. Vitamin D is a powerful, powerful immune booster. Whenever you hear about vitamin D, you hear about calcium, but did you know that vitamin D is not only in addition to building up the immune system, it's also powerfully anti-cancer. And, of course, the best way to get your vitamin D is from getting yourself a little bit of sun. Ironically, a little bit of sun via vitamin D can be protective against cancer. Vitamin D dosage recommendations, maybe 5,000 international units a day if you're going to be supplementing. You can get your vitamin D from essential fatty acids, or as I say, it's a good idea to get yourself a little bit of sun to get vitamin D. The long story short is good nutrition is good medicine. If you want to take care of your health this Thanksgiving season or any other season, any other season of the year, you want to make sure that you're taking care of your good nutrition. Please don't feel like you have to interface with the medical community. Please don't feel like you have to interface with a pharmacist or a doctor to stay healthy. This is a vicious rumor and canard, and perhaps nothing has done more to deprive us of our God-given health than this idea that we have to somehow be going to the doctor to make sure that somebody else is taking care of our health. What it comes down to, my friends, is making sure that we take care of our own health. We take care of our own nutrition, and we take care of our own good health, as well as our family's health. Good nutrition is good medicine, and what we're really talking about is what I like to call the eight chapters of good nutrition. Protein, fats, carbohydrates, meaning good sugars, and those are the kind that come from vegetables, a pound of vegetables for every 50 pounds of body weight. Fiber, good clean water, distilled water is the best. Vitamins, in terms of your water-soluble vitamins, the B-complex and vitamin C. And your fat-soluble vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. And minerals, in terms of colloidal minerals, and minerals in terms of your big macro minerals. And then your trace or accessory nutrients. When it comes to trace or accessory nutrients, by the way, N-acetylcysteine, probiotics, which are good bacteria, and alpha-lipoic acid are good examples of trace or accessory nutrients. By the way, when it comes to probiotics, and this is something we're going to cover a lot on this program, the core of good health is in the digestive system. That is, every single issue that we suffer from as a culture in terms of disease states can be backtracked to the digestive system, either to problems with intake, that is what we're putting into the digestive system, or problems with absorption, that is what we're getting out of our foods. Whether it's rheumatoid arthritis or Parkinson's disease or hypertension or cardiovascular disease or cancer or anything else, in fact, at the point of death, we don't really die of a heart attack. We die because some nutrition system, some organ system, is not getting the nutrition that it needs. We literally die of starvation. So anytime you're suffering from an illness, whether it's an immune illness or an autoimmune illness or any kind of illness, you want to backtrack it to the digestive system. And that's why taking care of your digestion is a key factor to good health. Probiotics, of course, good bacteria, are one of the best things you could do for any digestive problem. In fact, even if you don't have any digestive problems, it's a great idea to get on a good probiotic supplement. I'm Ben Fuchs, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, and we're taking your calls on any health issue that you have. If you've got questions about nutritional supplementation or disease states or herbal medicine or, of course, the longevity line of nutritional supplements, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, we'd love to hear from you at 1-888-379-2552, toll-free, or your new toll-free priority line, 1-888-802-1415, or, of course, you can reach us on the priority line at 1-831-685-1080. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more good health information on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those handy little bottles of gel that zap germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with all the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Here's what you may not know. Once the alcohol evaporates, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection until you use it again. Pure works to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not rely on alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWork disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B, and C, and a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Mold and fungus too. It's even safe around children and pets. You'll love the soft feel of PureWorks on your hand. It actually conditions and will not dry your skin. Here's a little peace of mind knowing your hands are still germ-free hours later. Get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. Stand by. Pull out your paper and pencil for your local number to order PureWorks.
right, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Welcome aboard. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, along with Doug Winfrey, taking your calls at 831-685-1080. That is your priority line. Or your new toll-free priority line, 888-802-1415, or toll-free 888-379-2552. If you've got questions about health or nutrition, or the longevity line of supplements, or if you want to share a success story about how nutritional supplementation or dietary modification has improved your life, we'd love to hear from you. Right, Douglas?
That is so true.
There's all kinds of things you could do to modify your diet and improve your life.
And it can be hard, but if you get around to doing it, Doc Wallach has been talking a lot lately about, you know, celiac disease, how prevalent it is in our society.
Right.
I actually read an internet article probably about a month or two ago. They estimate as many as 15 million people in this country alone, possibly as much as maybe even 40% of the population.
Right.
But most people just aren't aware that
it's
they have these issues.
It's called subclinical celiac disease. That is, you don't have to feel like you're dying. I mean, if your celiac disease is full blown, you feel like you want to die. But you can have subclinical celiac disease where it's not that bad. You just feel a little tired or a little bloated or a little discomfort, or maybe you're breaking out. Or maybe you're gaining weight, and all these are signs that you're not processing gluten. And by the way, celiac disease, of course, is gluten intolerance disease. But there's other proteins in grains that don't get a lot of press, and they can cause problems too. And I'll tell you what, you would do well, Douglas and our listeners, if you just laid off the grains. I mean, we have this idea that whole grains are somehow health foods.
We've been told that.
Right?
We have been told that. And, you know, you're told to eat the whole grain.
Yeah,
my mother used to buy that stuff, and it tasted like it was made from sawdust.
Yeah.
I used to complain. You know, I wanted the old good, you know, bleached white flour Wonder Bread that stuck to the roof of your mouth. That's what I was looking for.
You know what the sticky stuff was, though, right?
Gluten.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the gluten and other proteins. You know what's interesting about gluten? They put gluten in strawberries, and they put it in blueberries, and they give it to chickens, because gluten swells up when it contacts water, so it makes the strawberries nice and juicy. So you can think like you're going gluten-free, and you can't figure out why you're bloated or you're uncomfortable or you're breaking out. And all you're doing is eating strawberries, right? Or all you're doing is eating chicken.
Well, and I know from cooking, because I cook quite a bit, that, you know, flour, white flour, or other substances like that, cornstarch, are both things that are added to a lot of products.
Yeah.
Because they, as you say, the gluten in them acts as a thickening agent.
Right. It swells
when it contacts
water.
A runny barbecue sauce that's running off your prime rib or whatever. Well, you add
a little flour in there.
Get it all thickened up, and it sticks on there while you're grilling, and you go.
Exactly. So if you're eating barbecue chicken at some restaurant somewhere and you have gluten celiac disease, and you say, well, I just had the chicken, that shouldn't be a problem, right? But you don't know that there's flour in the barbecue sauce.
Even if it's fried, it's probably rolled in flour.
It could be rolled in flour, too. That's right. You got to be so careful with what you eat. And you know what? You don't have to have celiac disease. You don't have to have gluten intolerance disease. You don't have to have intestinal permeability syndrome to want to pay close attention to the foods that you're eating. In fact, the less you eat, the better off you are. I know that sounds like heresy in our culture today, in our food-driven culture and our food-driven economy, to tell people that they don't need to eat so much, but we really don't need to eat so much.
Yeah, and you know, you find, because I recently started doing this myself this past summer, as I've got I'm sort of a large individual, and I had a good friend of mine who's about the same size, and I started noticing that he didn't eat nearly as much as me. If we'd go out to dinner together, you know, we'd maybe both get a steak and the big baked potato and the salad and the whole thing. He might eat half of his steak and half the potato and maybe half the salad, and then have it boxed up and take it home for another meal later on. And so I kind of started taking a cue from him and realizing that once you kind of allow your stomach to shrink back down to normal size again,
you don't eat as much.
And there's been a lot written about that on the internet and in newspapers and magazine articles on, you know, when you go to restaurants in this country, even when you don't go to the place that supersizes, we basically get supersized.
Right.
Especially in comparison to, say, European nations. If you go to dinner in a restaurant there, you're not going to get nearly as big a plate of food. And that's just because we're conditioned here that you eat until you're ready to pop and then you're done.
How big is your stomach?
Mine?
No, not yours.
Oh.
Like the average. How big is the stomach?
I was always told it was like the size of two fists.
One fist.
One fist.
One fist. That's how big the stomach is.
You think I got a big fist?
Well, most people think their belly is their stomach. Belly's not the stomach. In fact, the stomach isn't even in the belly. The stomach's a little bit higher than where your belly is. So your stomach is as big as a fist. That tells you how much food you really need to eat to fill up your stomach. Right?
Yeah, what Big Mac?
Not even. You know, that's not very little food. That's a few spoonfuls of food. But of course, we know the stomach expands, and we like to eat for psychological and emotional reasons, and there's a lot of things to talk about that way. We'll cover more about good digestion and good diet and nutritional supplementation, as well as give you some tips for this Thanksgiving season to stay healthy. And we also want to hear from you at 831-685-1080, your priority line, or toll-free priority 888-802-1415, or toll-free 888-379-2552. We'll be back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program on the CBS Radio Network right after.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss again. I almost forgot to talk to you about one of my very, very, very favorite products from Youngevity Company. It's called OsteoMag. OsteoMag is a wonderful magnesium supplement. And you know, magnesium is so very important for so darn many things in your body, especially your heart. But it's also good with your calcium drink. It's just a yummy thing. It's a good thing to take. I take mine every night before bed. And it also gets all of your insides starting to move around and, you know, the next day you get to eliminate it all, if you get my drift. If you want to go into real personal behavior, give us a call because we want to talk to you about those things, because those things that are moving in there are one of the most important things in your life. Let's get it moving. Let's get it. Let's just get OsteoMag.
For more information on this product, call your local Youngevity associate today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
On the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program, greetings. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, sitting in for Doc Wallach today, along with Doug Winfrey. And we're taking your calls, as we always do, on the priority line, 831-685-1080, or your new toll-free priority line, 888-802-1415, or toll-free 888-379-2552. We're talking about Thanksgiving strategies and dietary strategies, things that you can, ways you can change your diet and the things that you eat to stay healthy, or ways that you can protect your digestive system. We touched on a little bit about gluten and gluten-free, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but let's see who's on waiting on the line there, Douglas.
Yeah, we've got some calls here just chomping at the bit to talk to you, and let's head to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Arwed, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Arwed.
Hello.
What's going on in Minnesota?
Well, it's nice up here today. No snow yet.
Are you a Vikings fan?
Yes, I am.
Are you
Viking and Twins.
Oh, Twins, too. Yeah, well, I'm watching the Vikings a lot. Brett Favre's doing great. 40 years old.
Yeah, Twins are over.
Twins are over, but, you know, Brett Favre is showing what a 40-year-old can do.
He's doing fantastic. He's even doing more than Wilf thought he would do with,
yep,
for all of his money.
Yep, and he's MVP at 40 years old. That's great.
He is. And Joe Mauer was just declared the most valuable player for the baseball team.
I didn't know that. He's deserving as well.
Okay, what can you tell me about sleep problems? I live with some retirement people, senior citizens, and some of them tell me they don't sleep all night. I can't believe that, but that's what they say.
Let me tell you about sleep. Let me tell you a couple things about it. First of all, it's well known that as people get older, they don't sleep as much. And there's a couple things that you want to keep in mind. First of all, they don't need to sleep as much. So we have this idea that you need 8 or 9 hours of sleep a day. That's not true. And when you get older, you may be only need 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. So don't worry if you can't sleep at night. If you get up at 3 or 4 in the morning, get up and read a book or do some work or do whatever you want to do, and don't feel like you absolutely have to sleep. Now, if during the day you're a little bit ragged because you haven't gotten a night's sleep, take yourself a little bit of a nap. So I don't know necessarily that you have to feel like you have to sleep 8 or 9 hours, and if you get up at 3 or 4 in the morning, that's a problem. Now, second of all, there is a hormone that's produced in your body called cortisol. Cortisol is referred to sometimes as stress hormone. If your cortisol levels are elevated, you're going to have a problem sleeping. And this is most often manifested by that kind of feeling that you get where you're tired when you go to bed, but you just can't fall asleep. That's a sign that your body's stress hormones are elevated, and there's different things that you could do to take care of that. One of the most important things you could do to reduce the levels of cortisol or stress hormone, and if you have sleep problems, one of the most important things you could do is reduce your sugar load. That means, as best as you can, reduce refined and processed sugars, and that includes breads and pastas, sodas and fruit juices and all those. The second thing you could do if you feel like your cortisol levels are too high is you can take supplements that protect your adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are the two tiny little glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and they produce the hormone cortisol. And by giving yourself nutritional supplements to strengthen those adrenal glands, you can protect your body against some of the signs of excess cortisol. One of the most important supplements are the B complex. And that means all the B vitamins. The B vitamins are great for everything, but especially important if you're feeling like your cortisol is too high, if you're under stress. So I'd be getting on the B complex and the Ultimate Daily. Of course, Longevity's Ultimate Daily is a great source of the B complex vitamins. In fact, you'll find B complex in a lot of the Longevity products. So keeping your sugar low down, taking in adrenal nutrients to keep your cortisol levels low, and then if you're one of those folks that just gets up in the middle of the night, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Watch a movie, read a book, or do some kind of work, and then maybe take yourself a nap if you're tired in the middle of the day. Thanks so much for calling. Arwin from Minnesota. Got to take a break, and if you're on the line, stay there. If you'd like to talk to me, I'm at 831-685-1080 or 888-802-1415, toll-free priority, or toll-free 888-379-2552. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
If you're interested in Longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
We are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Ben Fuchs sitting in for Doc Wallach today. I'm a nutritional pharmacist. That is a practice of nutritional pharmacy, using nutritional supplements instead of drugs. I don't look at disease states as being sicknesses. I look at disease states as being nutritional deficiencies, and I like to use nutritional supplementation or dietary strategies, dietary modification to take care of rheumatoid arthritis or blood pressure problems or autoimmune diseases or whatever you're suffering from. Typically, there is some kind of nutritional deficiency or digestive ailment, digestive problem, sometimes misdiagnosed or not diagnosed, underneath that's causing the problem. So I say, why don't we go to where the problem is instead of treating the symptom or the sign? Let's go to the causal level, where the problem is beginning, and that's where you're going to get your best results. We were talking to Arvid in Minnesota, and we had to go to break, but if you're listening, I should tell you, a real neat thing to do if you have problems sleeping before you go to bed is get yourself some of that Nature's Way, and instead of putting it in cold water, mix it in with warm water, and it makes almost like a little hot chocolate drink, and you just can kind of stir it around and sip on it, and it's very relaxing. There's amino acids in whey protein that help relax you, help you go to make you feel a little bit drowsy, almost like warm milk, except you don't get all the nasty stuff that's in milk. You just get the pure protein and the amino acids. So get some of that chocolate whey or the vanilla Nature's Way. Add hot water in it, makes like a nice chocolate or vanilla drink, and it'll help relax you too before you go to bed. All right, we got some people on the line. If you would like to talk to me and you're not on the line, 831-685-1080 is your priority line. 888-802-1415, toll-free priority, and then toll-free 888-379-2552, and let's see who's waiting for us, Doug.
Let's stay right there in Minnesota and talk to Jim. Jim, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey there, Jim.
How you doing, Ben?
What's going on, buddy?
I got three things for you today.
Let her rip.
I got problems with the left elbow.
Okay, what do you mean by that? Talk to me. What problems with the left elbow? Swelling, inflammation, pain?
Just mainly pain and not much for swelling, but painful.
Does it feel tender to the touch kind of pain?
Yep.
And is it red?
If you try to rotate it.
Is there any redness, no puffiness or bruising or anything like that?
Nope, none of that.
Okay. Second question?
They just basically diagnosed me as a brand new diabetic.
Okay.
I'm trying to stay away from, see if we couldn't do it nutritionally instead of...
We can take care of that nutritionally easily. And it might be related to your elbow, too, by the way. What's your third question?
I need to lose some weight.
Okay, they're all connected, my friend. Let's talk about it's all related to your problems handling blood sugar, and that's where the diabetes is. When you start to lose the ability to handle blood sugar, that's called insulin resistance. You probably heard of that term, insulin resistance?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so your body's not listening to insulin. When your body doesn't listen to insulin, of course, your pancreas starts pumping out more insulin to get your body to listen to insulin, and this keeps going on. You get more insulin, your body stops listening more and more and more. Ultimately, you break down, and I'm guessing that your elbow pain might be the manifestation of some of the breakdown that's starting to occur. So the weight gain happens when your body doesn't listen to insulin either, and it's all related to the diabetes. So first and foremost, and not just for you, buddy, but everybody listening out there, the single most important thing you could do to improve your longevity and improve your quality of life in terms of health, physical health, I should say, is to reduce your insulin. And those of you who've been listening to me speak for the last 10 years know that's what I'm always talking about. Lower your insulin. And I didn't say lower your blood sugar. I said lower your insulin. The problem is insulin has to be secreted in more and more increasing amounts to keep handling higher and higher amounts of blood sugar. So first and foremost, reduce your insulin load, and you do that by A, lowering the amount of sugar in your diet, and B, taking in insulin-supporting nutrients. So first, the easiest thing to do is just eliminate the fruit and the pasta. And I don't want to beat up too much on fruit because there is some good things in fruit, but eliminate the fruit juice and eliminate the big sweet fruits like the honeydews and the watermelons. And I hear the music there in the background. Jim, stick with us, buddy, because this is a very important subject. I want to cover it real fully. I don't want to rush through it. So stick with us. And then if you're on the line, you stay there, too, because we'll get to you if you're holding. And then we do have a few more minutes to speak to you if you want to give us a shout at 831-685-1080 or do toll-free priority line 888-802-1415. Or toll-free 888-379-2552. Don't go away. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
All right, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Ben Fuchs sitting in for Doc Wallach. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, using nutritional supplements to take care of disease states where other healthcare practitioners use drugs. That's what I specialize in here at my pharmacy in Boulder, Colorado. We're taking your calls at 831-685-1080 and also toll-free priority 888-802-1415 or toll-free 888-379-2552. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, or, of course, the longevity line of supplements, we want to hear from you. We're talking to Jim in Minnesota. Jim, you there? Minnesota?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about your insulin and your diabetes. First of all, I can't say specifically what's going on in the elbow, but I can tell you that the body will start to break down as insulin levels rise over time. So you could be experiencing some of the manifestation of that breakdown process. So first and foremost, the most important thing for you as well as for many of our listeners, you gotta lower your insulin. And as I was saying before the break, the best way to do that is reduce the sugars. And keep in mind, fruits are sugars, bread is sugar, pasta is sugar, potatoes are sugar, corn is sugar, bagels are sugar, pizza is sugar, cereal is sugar. I think you know where I'm going with this. There's sugar everywhere, and you gotta reduce that sugar load. And if you're one of those people that says, oh my God, I can't stop eating the bread, I can't stop eating the pasta, I love my sugar, here's an easy way to do it. And I was telling Doug during the break, I'm the kind of guy that hates willpower. I don't believe in willpower, because willpower to me sounds like you're fighting against yourself, and that can't be good. So if you have some kind of craving, what you want to do is gently guide your body towards the things it really wants, and then you don't have to use willpower. When you're craving sugar, what your body's looking for is protein. So every time you crave sugar, bread, pasta, soda, fruit juice, whatever your favorite form of sugar is, every time or as many times as you can do it, you got to get yourself into protein. The best one I know of is the Nature's Way. Keep that Nature's Way everywhere. If you're working 8 hours a day, keep some Nature's Way at work. Keep it in your kitchen at home. Just keep Nature's Way nearby. And every time you're craving sugar, give yourself a scoop of Nature's Way until you gradually wean yourself off of that sugar. The second thing you're going to want to do to lower your insulin is you want to give yourself insulin-boosting nutrients. And the Sweet Ease contains chromium and vanadium, and those are the two of the most, if not the most, important of the insulin-boosting nutrients. So keep the Sweet Ease around after every meal. Give yourself a couple of Sweet Ease. Also, the B-complex can be very supportive for insulin. The Ultimate Daily is a good source of the B-complex. And then minerals like zinc and magnesium, especially zinc and magnesium, are insulin-supporting nutrients as well. So make sure you're getting enough zinc and magnesium. And last but not least, your omega-3 fatty acids. All your essential fatty acids can help support blood sugar health, and they can also possibly help build up some cartilage if you have some issues around your elbow. So you may want to consider yourself getting on the essential fatty acid supplements, the EFA Plus, which is a good source of not only of your omega-3 fats, but it's also a good source of vitamin E, and vitamin E has its own anti-inflammatory benefits. And I know you said there's no inflammation in the elbow, but there may be some micro-inflammation. The vitamin E can help. So reduce your sugar load, steer yourself towards protein, the Nature's Way whenever you want more sugar, get on the Sweet Ease, the Ultimate Daily, the EFA plus E, and that should go a long way towards improving all those markers of insulin resistance, the weight loss, the diabetes, the weight gain, and maybe even that some of that elbow pain. Okay, buddy?
Good.
Hope that helps. Thanks so much for calling from Minnesota. And let's see who's next in the line. Douglas?
Let's head to Missouri. And, Gerald, you're on with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Gerald.
Hello. Hello, Pharmacist Ben.
It's not Gerald. It's Gerald.
Gerald, uh-huh.
Okay, Gerald. How can we help you, buddy?
I'm calling for my wife, Glenda.
Okay. Gerald and Glenda. I like that.
Uh-huh.
It's not Gerald and Glenda Gonson or anything, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. How can we help you, Gerald?
I'm one of your associates.
Okay.
And but about 2 years, 3 years ago, my wife had the thyroids removed. Both of them were malignant.
Okay.
And about 6 months ago, she went back and had a scope. About 4 months ago, she had the scope put down her neck to see if the cancer had came back, you know.
Okay.
Okay, and right after that, just... immediately after that, she got these lesions in her mouth.
After they put the scope in?
After put the scope in.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Don't know where it came from. Don't know where it goes from that or not, but she came up with these lesions in her mouth. Little white spots all over her tongue, you know.
Okay.
Just as sore as they can be.
Okay.
And she has been to three different pharmacists three different doctors, specialist doctors. And they gave her all kinds of antibiotics, and so I put her on these nutritional supplements.
Okay.
She's been taking the Ultimate Classic, the Osteo FX Plus, the enzymes, the 4FX, the Nightly Essence, the Killer Bike, you know, and the
anything else?
Glucogel, Ocean's Gold, and the Chloral Silver, which did a miraculous job of taking it away.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great. How did she use the colloidal silver? Did she just put it on the lesions, or
no? Just put three or four drops in a little bit of water and gargled her,
That's a great story. That's a great story. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Is she taking any iodine, by the way?
No.
Did they give her any iodine? Did they tell her about iodine?
No, she's not taking any iodine.
You may want to ask your doctor about iodine. I mean, iodine is important for the thyroid. I know she doesn't have a thyroid, but she may, excuse me, it may be helpful for her. That may be something she wants to consider. But that's a great story. I really appreciate that.
Okay. Okay, but these went away, and so she kind of slacked off of taking the nutritional supplements.
Yeah.
And now then they have these lesions have came back, and also she has laryngitis in her throat.
Well, get her back on the supplements.
So, why should they come back? I mean, you know,
you got to get her back on the supplements. She's undernutriated.
Yeah.
She's not getting her nutrition.
Well, after 4 months, one of the specialists the last one went to said that scrape off from her tongue, you know, and sent it down to the lab, and said it was a sort of the herpes type 1.
Okay. Well, I can't speak to that because I don't know what it is, but I could tell you that if the nutrition helped her, and then when she got off the nutrients, she broke down again, chances are she's undernutriated. Now, as far as herpes goes, herpes is a virus, and a lot of people have herpes, but they don't show the symptoms of it. It's when your immune system is depressed that you'll show the symptoms of the herpes. So the nutritional supplementation is important for building the immune system. So it's important that she stays on those supplements. I would get her on all those supplements. Now, maybe she doesn't need the colloidal silver because that's more of a antiseptic than a supplement, but all those nutritional supplements you're giving her, you got to keep her on those. That's for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You follow me, Gerald?
Yeah, I do.
You got to keep her on the supplementation for everybody. It's not just when you're exhibiting symptoms that you want supplements. You want to keep them on the rest of your life. Your body runs on them. The gears and the machinery of your body runs on nutritional supplements, nutrition in general, and supplementation is an important part of that. So I'd be getting her back on all those supplements, and as far as the herpes goes, that's telling me that her immune system is a little bit compromised, and that makes it even more important because there's all kinds of problems that can go on in the body when your immune system is compromised. So I'd be getting her on all those supplements, and I didn't hear you mention vitamin C, but I'd be throwing in 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C to that program as well. All right, buddy?
They said they was about the same thing as what shingles is, you know. Once
it's
you
exactly what it is. It's the same thing as shingles. It's the herpes virus. And like I said, Gerald, a lot of people have the herpes virus, and it's sleeping. It's dormant. It's not doing anything. And it's only when that immune system becomes compromised. The immune system usually keeps it in check. But when the immune system becomes compromised, either because we've had surgery or some kind of stress or for whatever reason, nutritional deficiency, then the herpes wakes up. So the trick is to keep that immune system strong so it can suppress that herpes virus, and that's the job of a good diet, nutritional supplementation. And as I say, everything you were taking was great, and you were doing a great job. I'd get back on that, but I'd also throw in vitamin C, which I didn't hear you mention. And oh, by the way, zinc is also very important for helping support the immune system and for healing, too. In fact, especially for healing that throat and mouth area, zinc is very helpful. 50 milligrams of zinc, like zinc picolinate, but 50 milligrams of zinc a day is very important for everybody. 50 milligrams of zinc is very helpful. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back one last time on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm Ben Fuchs, and we're taking your calls. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-802-1415, toll-free priority, or toll-free 888-379-2552. Don't go away. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program on the ZBS Radio Network.
It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got 2?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucogel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Ben Fuchs, sitting in for Doc Wallach today, and got a couple more minutes to take your calls at 831-685-1080. Excuse me, toll-free priority, 888-802-1415, or toll-free 888-379-2552. We're talking about dietary strategies and ways that you can use nutritional supplements to take care of your health, and also maybe to take care of some Thanksgiving Day strategies as well. If you've got questions about what to do for Thanksgiving, or what to eat for Thanksgiving, or what not to eat for Thanksgiving, we want to hear from you. We'll take see you on the line here and maybe take one or two calls after that.
Let's head to New York. Ed, Richard, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Richard.
Yeah, Dr. Thank you for letting me in on the line.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I'm an associate. I'll be taking glucogel,
okay,
Study Body, OsteoFS, and True Chocolate.
Okay.
This morning, my MRI shows a compressed spine.
Spine compression.
Yeah, and then the doctor recommended that right away, immediately.
Recommend what?
Recommend the surgery.
Surgery. Be very careful with surgery for the spine. And I would try, see, unless it's unavoidable, I would try some other strategies. Do you have osteoporosis, by the way?
Huh?
Do you have osteoporosis?
No.
What caused the fracture? What caused the compression?
I don't know. I think one time I fell on the job.
So was there any kind of fracture or any kind of anything like that?
No.
An abscess? It was after you fell?
Yeah. But it just started about a month now. I'll be dragging my right foot, and then my fingers would be numb, and then.
Okay, there's something pressing against the nerve in there, so you definitely have some kind of compression, it sounds like. But before you go to surgery should only be a last resort. First, I would try some essential fatty acids, the EFA plus E, as far as nutritional supplementation goes, and keep going with that glucosamine. That can help build up the cartilage. But I would have it mechanically adjusted before I went into surgery, and you can have a chiropractor who can work on it mechanically. Have you been to a chiropractor yet?
Yeah. I know, I haven't tried yet.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I think I do, once before on my neck.
Now try a chiropractor on the compression because they can adjust things on the back and that can save you a big hassle with surgery. You know, the doctors love to do the surgery. I don't know why, I suspect I know why they love to do the surgeries, but the surgeries don't always work. In fact, a lot of times they cause more problems than good. And I'll tell you, to have somebody cut into your back, that should be only a last resort. So it doesn't sound like anything you're going to be able to treat with nutrition only, especially considering that you had a fall and that initiated that compression. But you can take the essential fatty acids and the glucosamine, the glucogel caps, and all that can help rebuild the cartilage. But you know what? I'll tell you, I'd be going to see a chiropractor, and I'd be having an adjustment, a mechanical adjustment done before I did any surgery. Please, for everybody listening and for you as well, please only back surgeries only after you've exhausted every other possibility. In fact, rule of thumb, surgeries in general, I know we talked to the last caller, his wife had a thyroidectomy, thyroid removed, and they had cancer, and that's, whenever you have cancer, you do need to have the tissue removed, obviously, or the organ removed. But as far as surgeries go, surgeries should only be a last resort. That is after you've exhausted every single other possibility, because the things that could go wrong in surgeries, the things that could go wrong in hospitals are endless. Hospital-acquired infections are a serious problem. Once they cut you open, you never know what's going to happen after that. I wouldn't be messing around with any surgeries until I've exhausted all of the possibilities. And for you, my friend, I would be going to see a chiropractor wherever you're at. Find yourself a good chiropractor. You can do some mechanical adjustments first and then see how you feel before you go into having any kind of surgical procedure, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure, thank you so much, too. Yeah, that's a big issue, Douglas. Doctors love to do surgeries. They love to cut things out.
That's what surgeons do.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? We can't fault them for doing what they do, but I'll tell you what, before I let anybody cut me open, I'd be trying every last possibility, especially if it was my back. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if they messed that up? And I've seen that happen, too, by the way.
I saw that happen in my own mother. She had over 7 or 8 back procedures over the course of her lifetime.
Miserable.
Starting when I was in about 4th grade, and the last couple of years of her life, she basically was not ambulatory at all.
That's awful. Don't let them do it to you, my friends. All right, Douglas, that's it for an hour or so. It goes by fast on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. It's been great to be here with you, Doug, and everybody else. Thanks for calling all you callers, and thanks for listening, all you listeners. Happy holidays. I'm Ben Fuchs, sitting in for Doc Wallach. Remember, as always, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome day and a happy holiday. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.